So we would like to discuss this week's parsha. Parsha's Kisavo discusses one of the discussions is the parsha of Vidoy Maestros. It's a very interesting mitzvah that really you don't find by other mitzvahs, that you have to come after the you gave Trumas Maestros and you did everything appropriately, all of these mitzvahs. The Truma and the Mitzvah and the Meiser and Meiser Sheni and Bikurim, and you come to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you make a proclamation, you say that I did everything appropriately. So you don't really find this by other mitzvahs, but in the first source, in source number one, in the pasuk in this week's parsha, V'amarta lefnei Hashem Lechach, you say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, Biarti Hakodesh min Habayis.
What's the term vidui? It's like tshuva.
So that's also another interesting. Vidui is usually confession, and you confess something that you did. Here, you're making sort of like a proclamation. It's a good point you're making. The association of vidui over here, it's not really a vidui. You're saying that you did everything correctly. It's more of like a proclamation to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I'm okay. So that's a discussion on its own why it's called vidui maestros. But what you're doing here is you're making some sort of statement which has in common with vidui, and you're telling the Ribbono Shel Olam, biyarti hakodesh min habayis, anything, all the mitzvahs, the trumas, the maestros, I took out of my house and I got rid of. The gam nesati the levi, and I gave it to the levi, lager li yosem la mona kachom etzosech, and I gave maaser on you also, like all your tivuyim. Hashem tivusani, and I did everything. I wasn't over on any of the mitzvahs, and I wasn't shochech. So Rashi there points out, lo avayti mitzvosecha, the lo shachachti means milavarecha ala frashas meiser. It's very interesting. Rashi says, which hopefully we'll have time to discuss, that the pshat in the pasuk of lo shachachti is that when I gave trumas and meiseris, I didn't forget to make a bracha. Wow. Bracha? That's what the pasuk's talking about? Aren't brachas usually the Rabbanans? Why? How is that the pshat in the pasuk? Maybe it's an asmachta, maybe not. Well, the Mirtz Hashem will have, hopefully, have time to discuss that. That's one question with the vidui that we're proclaiming here. Lo achalti ba'oni, I didn't eat any of these kedusha items when I was an onin. Mimenu v'lo bi'arti mimenu v'tameh. I did everything correctly, and I didn't give it to a dead person. Let's go back to that statement that I didn't translate. What does that mean? Bior usually is a lashon of fire, of being madlik, is destruction, but also has a lashon of hadlaka, of consuming it by fire. So right, beer chametz, right? But beer is I didn't destroy it when it was tameh. So what does that mean? Why is there a specific statement specifically about Maaser Sheni? This pasuk is referred to Maaser Sheni. The Mona Mitzvahs say that there's an iser to be mevar Maaser Sheni shenitmes. Why is it that subtle? We were talking about all the mitzvahs, trumas, maisers. I did everything appropriately. I went through the whole Shemitah cycle. I did everything that I had to do. I gave to the Levi. I gave to everyone. And then we have a specific statement when we come to Maaser Sheni that became Tameh, lo biyarti mimenu. So what does that mean, lo biyarti mimenu? So if you look, the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph has a discussion. The Gemara is comparing certain aspects that Maaser Sheni has with Bikurim, that they differ from Truma. So the Gemara lists a bunch of comparisons. And the Gemara says another aspect that we find by Maaser Sheni, that then applies to Bikurim only because we find it from Maaser Sheni. The Gemara lists, Shamaiser Bikurim Tuna Avodas Makom, you have to bring it to Yerushalayim, but Tuna Vidoy, and you have Vidoy there, but Asher La'onin, and it's Asher for an Onin to eat it, fine. And the last thing in the Gemara, V'ilui Asher Levar Mehen V'tuma. And also, this is the middle of a statement, but the Gemara is telling us it's usur for us to do what we just said, biar, to destroy it, betuma. Fine. Rashi explains the ilu also var betuma. So Rashi says, "Tanakama demakish bikurim lemaiser lechol mili." So therefore, this din also applies to bikurim, even though the pasuk is also only referring to maiser sheni. Have a muslim nisni va'usur lahalik mehem im nitmu. Rashi explains, if they became tameh, the maiser sheni, so then I now have an isser to be madlik them. The ain tumasa mati rasan, explains Rashi, because even though this maiser sheni became tameh, don't think that now it's mutter lahavara, that now you can
use them.
Now you can ignite them with fire.
Lo
amrinon afal gav lo nitem meiser elachila v'shpia v'sicha. And why would I think now that the pasuk has to tell me that it's usher? Because I would think, Rashi says in my head, hey, wait a second. Meiser sheni now just became tuma. What's the general? Let's go back for a second. We have a mitzvah of meiser sheni. Meiser sheni is different than meiser rishon. Meiser rishon is given to the levim. Truma is given to the kohanim. Meiser sheni is different. Meiser sheni is for us to eat, but there's a restriction that it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So what happens when meiser sheni becomes tameh? So then, obviously, you can't eat it. You can't eat meiser sheni shenitzmes. So now Rashi says, so meiser sheni, that usually has a mitzvah, that either it's given la'achilah to be eaten, or it should be vishtia, or should be you can drink it. Vishicha, or you can rub it against your hand, you can you can absorb it into your body. Kedechsiv va'achalta, the pasuk says that you have a mitzvah of ma'aser sheni you can eat. Hani mili tos, or I would think that's when the ma'aser sheni is pure, is tahor. Aval hecha benitzma, for once the ma'aser sheni comes tame, so lo chazil achila, so now it's not fit for achila anymore. Yadlik bo, so now let me put it in the fire, and I can now get benefit through the hadlaka from whatever I want to get through that. I want to warm up, I want to get certain fumes from it, whatever it is, through some sort of hadlaka. Now I say, listen, the mitzvah doesn't exist anymore. I can't eat it, I can't drink it, I can't be sachit, so let me be madlik it. Why should it be mutter? So on that, the pasuk says, Ela usher levar de toma. Torah says, no, don't think like that. It's still usher for you to be modeling. Kedichsiv, velo biarti mimenu betoma. And on that, the pasuk in our parsha of Vidai Meiser is coming to tell us, don't think like that. Rashi tells you there's a whole story, a whole background information to this pasuk of lo biarti mimenu betoma. It's not just telling you that there's an isser to be mavar, that, no, there's a din, you can't be modeling. No, Rashi says, this is very logical. I'm going to approach this Meiser Sheni Shnitzmeis. Meiser Sheni in general, if it was Bitara, so I have to bring it to Yerushalayim. I have to eat it or drink it, or I could be sachet on my body. However, once it became Tamei, so Rashi says, a person's going to think to himself, the mitzvah sachila doesn't exist anymore. I can't carry out that mitzvah anymore. Memela, Rashi says, so what am I going to think? So let me be madlikit. So let me at least benefit from this thing through hadlaka. Right? So then on that, the Torah says, don't think like that. Because Meiser Sheni Shenitmes retains its status of Kedusha, and you still have to act with it, the Kedusha, and the low Bivarit Menah B'Tamei, and still it has this Kedusha in its status of Tamei, and you don't say it's a free-for-all, and there's a mitzvah hadlaka, there's a it's mutzah lahadlik.
What do you
know?
It's still decay?
So you have to get rid of it in other ways. You can't benefit from hadlaka. Yeah, you have to.
What's the hava mina here?
That's exactly what Rashi is explaining to you.
No, but what
you cannot eat.
The hava mina
the hava mina is saying as if you would. The hava mina is you would think that you're permitted to have enough from it by
You would think that you should carry out the mitzvah. But once the mitzvah is in a gan already, so we don't have to act with a bekdusha.
I don't even send that hava mina because don't we have a principle of dava? Asur.
Not if we understood that the nature, it's different. Meiser Sheni L'chora is different than any other. Meiser Sheni is really given to Klal Yisrael for us to eat. It's not like Truma that we have to give it to the Kohanim. It's for us to benefit. We have the mitzvah, but there's a mitzvah. You should eat it. Where should you eat it? You should eat in Yerushalayim. Either you can eat it, or you can drink it, or you can sach it on your body. You can
anoint
it on your body. However, once it's Tamei, Rashi says, so then I would think that let me do whatever I want with it. Why do I have to preserve it for the mitzvah sachila? The mitzvah sachila l'chora is gone. So on that, the pasuk tells you, even though technically you're right, you can't accomplish the mitzvah sachila anymore. You can't accomplish v'achalta. And ma'aser sheni, the mitzvah of v'achalta is not going to be accomplished. You still have to preserve it with dusha, and you can't now be mevara and wait and do something actively that's going to waste it away.
How does it
become
tame
when
you're getting enough
from it? It being tame. Now, when it becomes tame, you would think.
Bit tame.
So the Gemara is going to tell us that means when it is tame.
But we are.
It also happens to, it also is usher when you are tameh, but it's including even when the oichel is, you're right, in halacha you are correct, it's true, it's also usher. The Gemara says, bein betumas haguf, bein betumas atzmo. We'll see in a later source, the Gemara says the isser is on both. However, the Gemara says, you would think that, so now let me ask you a question. So what's the din by Maiser Sheni, betara? What's with taller Maiser Sheni?
There I can understand. You can eat it, you should not burn it.
Oh, so my father says, very good. If you take the approach of Rashi, so I would say logically, it's a kol shekein. It's a kavah chomer. It's the whole point of this pasuk of lo bi'aretz v'menu b'tameh. Is to tell you that Maiser Sheni that became Tameh. I would have a svara to tell me that maybe since the mitzvah Achila doesn't exist anymore, because technically I'm Tameh or it's Tameh, so therefore I can't carry out the mitzvah because Achila has to be on the Tara, so now there's restrictions on this, so maybe now I could be Madlikid and I can get benefit from it in other ways because it doesn't stand for the mitzvah that's upcoming. No, because it's Tameh. So the pasuk on that says no. Even Maiser Sheni Bitzuma still retains its kedusha. You have to preserve it, and even though it's not omeid lemitzvah sachila, so Maiser Sheni Bitara, you don't even need a pasuk to tell you that you can't be madlik. That's a kal v'chomer. That's a svara. I would think logically, based on what Rashi says, it should be a kol shekein that Maiser Sheni Bitara. And Rabbi Kiva Eger writes that really should come out from Rashi Shita, that this Isser of Hadlaka, of Bir Maiser Sheni, is not only when it comes to Maiser Sheni Betoma, but Misvara, you don't even need a pasuk to tell you that it also should apply to something that is actually omid to the mitzvah, you're about to accomplish the mitzvah, and you have the ability to accomplish the mitzvah Zachila Bitara. However, it is true that the Rash in Maseches Shviyas, one of the Perushim on the side of the Mishnayos, says that this is not the case. The Pasuk is only found by Maiser Sheni Shnidma, the Lo Biyart Menu B'Tameh, Ein L'Chabo El Chidusho. The Pasuk said this Isser Bir Dafka when it came to Maiser Sheni Shnidma, and the Rash says, and therefore, we can't extend it to other places. But Rashi L'Chora in Svara is right. So how do we explain the Rash?
The Rash says that
only Tuma.
If it's Tau, you can burn it.
Right. It's not, this Isser of Lobi Atman and Tau would not apply. So how do you explain that logically?
Burning it in another form of
No, burning is not. It's not another form of Achila. Achila is Achila.
It's not a form
L'chora, you're right, Abba, that you're not going to accomplish a mitzvah. You're going to be Mevatel a mitzvah Achila. I mean, you have Maiser Sheni over here, you should have been accomplished the mitzvah, but the question is, does this lav apply to it? You have an Isser Lo Sase applying to it. So if you take the approach of Rashi, yes, it should, because this is just a chiddush telling you that this is included. But l'chora, the statement of Lo Bi'aretz V'menu B'tameh should also apply to Tara, and the Rashi says no. So why should that be the case? So I would like to jump to another sugya, a daf later in Yevamos, which I think will shed light on this question.
Number four.
General question of Master Sheni. You bring it to your Shalayim, or you're told that something along the way, right? Can't you use it for But can't you use it for other things that benefit you along the way, for something having to do with your preparation of the food?
No, you pulled it, and you have to buy food in your Shalayim
to eat.
Right,
so you get to your Shalayim now, right, and you now exchange it for the cooking of the whatever it is.
On the food.
No, you have to buy food.
I understand that it's food, but isn't it all part of this coming through Shalayim for this consumption?
Yeah.
So, I mean, because rubbing it on you is also a form of consumption.
That could be rubbing onto it is different, and that's one of the discussions that we'd like to discuss in the next source. You're asking, what's rubbing on it? How is rubbing accomplishing Achilles? So we'll see in a second. If you look in the Gemara in source number 4, the Gemara says, the Amar Reish Lakish Amar of Samya. Minayin la Maiser Sheni Shnitma. This Maiser Sheni that became Tameh that we were discussing before. Shemutter l'socho. How do you know that it's mutter for you to rub it on your body? Maybe it's only mutter b'achila.
Shnitma.
Yeah.
You can't eat it.
Maybe it's not mutter to even to be sachi. You're right. Shnitma mutter l'socho. How do you know that it's that's even mutter? So the Gemara says, Shenemar v'lonasati mimenu l'meis. Because the next part of the pasuk of this vidur meisus, if you look back in source number one, I say lo mivarti mimenu v'tameh. I didn't extinguish it in fire when it was betumah. V'lonasati mimenu l'meis. And I also kept it b'kdusha, that I preserved the kdusha, that I didn't give it to a mace. So the Gemara says, what do you mean you didn't give it to a mace? What, the mace is going to sting out his hand and take it from you? So the Gemara says, l'meisu d'lo nasati, halachai dumya d'meis nasati. I didn't give it to a mace, but I could give it to a living being in the same way that I could give it to a mace. How could you give it to a mace? So the Gemara says, ezeh davar sheshava b'chaim lo maseh. What nesina is actually applicable to a mace? So the Gemara says, what you could do to a mace is not to give it in his hand. You could rub it on his body. And that's sicha.
With a comparison.
What do you mean?
It's a passive recipient.
Sicha in a mace, there's no hanah.
Okay.
If you want to make a parallel between a chiyah.
So you're asking the havamin? What's the havamin?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the next question. What was the havamin of the Gemara that it should be sicha to a person should be mukir, should be usher?
No. Take the next step. What's the havamina to make a hashvah between a mace and a chayim on sicha, where sicha on someone who's chai?
The Gemara is not comparing. The Gemara is not comparing. The Gemara is just being darshening from the lashon of lonasati menu lamace.
But sicha on a mace is like putting it on a piece of eight, on an oven.
Okay.
You make a comparison, go put it on a piece of wood.
You're enforcing the Darsha. You said there's logic. The only thing that derives is that you cannot give it to Met, but you cannot give it to Chai. Whatever is applied on both. And now you said the logic is because to Met there's no Anah, and to Chai there's no Anah. Doesn't matter, but the Darsha remains.
No, you can
give it.
You can give it.
Yeah.
Yes.
But he says, why?
He's
because
asking
in a Chai there's in Persia.
Right. So he's
so
saying.
You met the Darsha,
you're asking logic. It should be the opposite.
No.
No.
The Torah says that you can give it to Chai.
Right.
How do you know it? Because the Torah says don't give it to Met. The Torah doesn't talk about Chai. In Met life, the Torah limits the prohibition to Met, you know that the Chai can get it. So he says, makes sense. Because the Chai is enjoying it. So you met the Darsha logic. What's wrong about that?
I thought you were asking the opposite. That
usually the Darshas are not logic.
That should be usher because he's getting benefit.
Right.
He's asking that the drushes should not be this way because he's getting benefit and the mace is, he's arguing on the drusha.
The drusha says that you can't.
Correct,
give it
correct. That's what the drusha is. The Gemara makes the drusha.
What's the argument?
He thinks that you shouldn't make this diak, that it should be, in logic, if you wouldn't accept the drusha, in logic he would say that you shouldn't sach it on.
I don't need a drusha.
Right, you're right. But the drusha says that for the fact that the Torah stipulated, lemeis is aser, must be, lechai is mutter. So the Gemara tells you that it's mutter for you to anoint, for you to rub the meiser shenish nitzmeis on a person's body that's chai. So the question is, why do I need a drasha for this? The Gemara is telling you a chiddush. I would have thought that it's usher. And now the Torah is telling you, no, I have a drasha from mace that it's mutter.
To anoint.
So why would I think it's usher? So here, there's a major machlokas between Rashi and Tosus. If you look at Rashi in the source number 5, Shemutel Lasoho, Yafal Gav the Kaimalon de Sicha Kishtia, even though we have a drasha a few places in Shas, and I quoted one of the sources in source number 13, it's not really the source, but the Gemara Nida, the Tosus comment on, that Sicha, to anoint onto your body, is really considered halachically as drinking. When your body absorbs something through its skin, so then it is considered kishtia.
Not coming up for
for Yom Kippur, for Truma, for maybe Kol HaTorah Kulo Machalos Asuras. Hopefully we're going to get to that discussion. But let's assume now it's an afkamina for Yom Kippur.
That's very interesting. It's considered kishtia?
That's halachically it's considered kishtia.
And also by for bracha?
So, no.
Remember the
Machalos that we had? What about what? List 3? Yeah, so my Chavrusa actually brought that up this week. He thought that
on this deal.
He thought that when you put the list, he asked Rish after about this, when you put the Listerine, because the whole discussion was whether or not you're eating on Yom Kippur. So he thought when you put the Listerine strip on your tongue, sach, so it's really being sach into, it's absorbing into the tongue.
Except
so maybe it should be a sach.
So the other flip side of the discussion, at least part of that we might remember, was when you rinse your mouth with alcohol, or with alcohol based, or with a mouthwash, there's no bracha.
No, not in terms of brachas. Let's talk in terms of Yom Kippur. There's an isha-sicha.
So he wants
to say, even without achila, maybe it should be an isha-sicha that you're absorbing it onto your...
What about the suppository?
You're not really absorbing into the surface of your skin. You're just inserting it into your body.
Is it a suppository?
Absorbing onto the skin?
To the skin? No. What do you mean? It's supposed that you put into the rectum, no contact with the
How
skin.
How is it absorbing the...
It's just dissolved.
The mucosa of the rectum.
So you could do it in the contour of the achila.
So it's not achila and it's not sicha. Not this and near that. It's not ideal, but many people do that.
Okay.
Good business for people.
So the Gemara tells us. Oh, so Rashi tells us that was the Havamina of the Gemara. The Gemara has to give you a drasha to tell you that Sicha is mutter. Because Rashi explains, because I would have thought, just like I'm not allowed to eat or drink Meiser Shenish and Nitzmeis, so also I'm not allowed to rub it, because Sicha is Kishtia. So that's why Rashi says, you need a pasuk. The Gemara has to tell you a pasuk that I have to learn from Mace, that l'chai it's mutter, and don't think that Meiser Shenish Nitzmeis is just like Sicha. Really, Meiser Shenish Nitzmeis carries over this din, and really it's mutter, and it's an exception to the rule. So, first of all, you see from Rashi that this is a major debate in source number 13 in Tosfos Shita. Tosfos discusses why there are two sources brought on the sugya of Sicha Keshtia, and one of them is clearly source Midrabanan. So Tosfos says the whole concept of Sicha being being recognized and us viewing that rubbing and anointing onto your body, that's Keshtia, that is all a Din Drabanan. On a Daraisa level, we do not view Sicha Keshtia, and Tosfos proves that from the sources in the Gemara. Just parenthetically, you see from Rashi that can't be the case. If Rashi is explaining this Gemara, that the Gemara has to learn a drasha, minayin shemaiser sheni shenitmeis, that it's mutar lasucho, that it's now, there's a heter for you now to anoint onto your body and absorb it through your skin. So the Gemara says, because I learned from meis, lameis huda aser, but for a chai it's really mutar. So the pasuk is telling me something that I wouldn't have thought. So what would I think before the pasuk? I thought it was aser, says Rashi. Why did I think it was aser? Because we have a concept of sicha kishtia, that when you absorb something on your body, it's viewed as if you drank it, and it's aser to drink meiser sheni shenitmeis. So you see from Rashi, not like Tosfos, Rashi Shita clearly seems to understand that this concept of sicha being kishtia is a real bona fide issur d'oraisa, to the extent that I need a pasuk to tell me that it's still mutter from Meiser Sheni Shenitmeis. But if I would go to our other areas, Bechol Torah Kula, if I would extend into Isurim of Yom Kippur, into other areas where Sicha are other Macholos Asuris, maybe Sicha is Asur, we'll see that in later, whether or not, let's say, can you Sachelev onto your body? So maybe that should be in Isur D'Oraisa, and Rashi would hold in Shar Kol HaTorah Kula, the concept of Sicha Keshtia we see from this Gemara is the Oraisa. In the next source, in source number 6, you see Tosfos took a whole different approach in the sugya. Minayin Shemaiser Sheni Shnitma Shmutu L'Socha, that the Gemara says we need a drasha from Lo Nasati B'Mena L'Meis, that tells you L'Meis it's usher to be Sachan to his body, but for a Chai it's Mutra to shake Maiser Sheni Shnitmeis and put it on his body. Because I would have thought that it's usher. Why? Not because of Sicha Keshtia. Shmishum Shemevar Betumah. Because this is the issue that we started off this year, the Lo Biarti Mimenu Betumah. Because this would have been not only, like Rashi says, an Isser Hadlaka, of igniting it. No. I would have thought that also to waste it away through absorbing onto your body. I would have thought that's why it's usher for you to anoint yourself with Meiser Sheni Shenitmeis, and on that the pasuk has to tell you, no, don't think that that's usher, that's not included in the usher. So if you think in Svara, why did Tosfos not hold like Rashi? and why did Rashi not hold like Tosfos? So the answer to why Tosfos didn't hold like Rashi is very simple. I just told you in source number 13, Shitas Tosfos in all over Shas, in Tosfos in Yuma, in Tosfos in Nida. Shitas Tosfos is that the concept of Sicha Kishtia is only a Din Darabanan. And Tosfos says that's why there are two Psukim brought. He says this whole concept can't exist on a Daraisa, to the extent that even on Yom Kippur it's not going to be Daraisa. Tosfos says
Sicha on Yom
Kippur is not a Daraisa. That's what Tosfos says. Tosfos says Sicha Kishtia is not a Din Daraisa. It's that in the realm of the Yes.
So it's opposite.
Maybe there's an achlokas rishonim if there are five in the Minatora. There might be only two. So the Tosos is l'shitaso. Since he holds Sicha is not a din Minatora, and the whole concept doesn't exist in Minatora, I can't explain that the Havamina of the Gemara was based on Sicha Kishtia like Rashi, because I don't hold like Rashi. I have a fundamental machlokas with Rashi whether Sicha Kishtia is a din Minatora. So we explained why Tosos doesn't hold like Rashi. Why does Rashi hold like Tosos? Why does Rashi have to make a huge chiddush lahalacha against Tosos that the concept of Sicha Kishtia is a din d'oraisa, and now why couldn't he just explain? No, lo bi'arti men avitame. Just like there's an iser hadlaka, so there's an iser to waste the rice sheni shenitneis and not preserve the kedusha through Sicha.
But why are you telling it on? The Rashi assume.
I'm asking
that Sicha.
What was that?
Destruction.
So I want to tell you that's not the Hechra. That was not the Hechra for Rashi. It comes out from the Sugi that's the case. But Rashi's Hechra is based on Rashi's Shita that we explained before. And this is the fundamental Machlokas that we explained before. Rashi is telling you that the Isser of Lo Biarti Mimenu Betame, when the Torah says in the Vidoy Meisers, Lo Biarti Mimenu Betame. So Rashi, we went through Rashi. Rashi explains, you want to know something? This whole pasuk is to tell you, don't think that because this is not omid limitzvasa, and you can't be ochel, and you can't be shosa anymore, and you can't be sachit, that now it's now mutter bahadlaka because you can't do those things anyways. Kamash malon that it's aser bahadlaka. But since the whole iser, the nature of the iser is not a new iser, it's just to tell you that don't think that it's different than the old iser. So, if that's the case, then Sicha Kishtia, that's not reason to think so. If I have Maisa Sheni Shenitznes, so Rashi is going to tell me that, oh, the reason why it's us is because Levar Mimenu Bituma is only because I can't accomplish the mitzvah anymore. But over here I could. So, let's say Maisa Sheni Bitara. That is Omid L'Sicha. So why would that be included in the Isser? The whole nature of the Isser is to conclude that what I'm thinking is wrong. I approach the sister and I say, you know what? This is not omid limitzvas anymore. It's not mutter ba'achila. It's not mutter b'shtia. It's not mutter ba'achila anymore. So maybe it's mutter ba'alaka. But if Maisa Sheni is omid limitzvas, so why would Ari ever come to this conclusion? Adrabba, that is its mitzvah. Be sachit. So it's not because, it wouldn't be because of the Isser Sicha. Because that was what causes it to be omid limitzvas. Tosel Shita is the opposite. No. There is a new Isser called and ad kidei kach, the Tosus will tell you that this Isser is only the Maisa Sheni Betumah. Because it has nothing to do with the fact that it's only limits Fasa. There's a new Isser that comes to Maisa Sheni Betumah that tells you you're not allowed to burn Maisa Sheni Shenitnes. And only Maisa Sheni Shenitnes. And like we said before, the Rash Shita is that the Pasuk is only found by Maisa Sheni Shenitnes and not found by Maisa Sheni Betohar, Mimela, there's no Isser. The Isser doesn't apply when it comes to Maisa Sheni Betara. But where we said, according to Rashi, no, it's a Kal v'chomer. If Maisa Sheni Betara is Omei L'mitzvasa, that you should eat it, you should drink it, Adrabi, you should bring it, so it's a Kol Shekein. The Chiddush of the Torah here is that still you have to preserve the Kedusha. If that's the case, if the nature of the Isser is to come to tell you, don't think that Kedusha that it was only to doesn't exist anymore, so over here, That's not going to be the accomplishment. You're not going to violate the Isser of Lo Biyarti Mena B'Tamei. Again, Rashi tells you that don't think that Maaser Sheni Shnitmes is different. Maaser Sheni B'Tohar, we said, is Poshet that the Isser. It's simple that the Isser of Lo Biyarti Mimenu would apply. Because that's only limits for us. Of course you can't violate the mitzvah. The chiddush of the Torah is, don't think that because you can't eat it anyways, so then now I'm just going to say I could be madlik it, because I can't do that anyways, so on that the Torah says, no, still preserve its kedusha. But on something that the mitzvah so is to be sach, that's a chilek of the mitzvah so of course, that's going to be a reason why, that's going to be mutter over here. That's not a reason why I would think to need a drasha why it's going to be mutter. Adarabba, my Maaser Sheni B'Tohar, that's what I have to do. Either achila shtiya v'sicha. Masha Einkin, according to Tosos, no. This is a totally new Isser. There's an Isser called Halakha of Maaser Sheni Shnitmes. So if that's the case, Tosos says, not only is it it has nothing to do with when the Maaser Sheni is intact, b'kedushasa, what the nature of the mitzvah is. It's not because I had a hava mina that because it's not only the mitzvah, so therefore I can act in a certain way, I can now do a hadlaka. It's not a basis off of the general mitzvah. So therefore, Tosa says it's a new Isser, so the Isser includes Sicha as well. Wasting away of the Maaser Sheni Betumah. And therefore, Tosfos will take the approach of the Rash, that it's only Maaser Sheni Shnitmes. Because this new Isser only applies to Maaser Sheni Shnitmes, and it doesn't apply to other dinim. Whereas Rashi will say, no, Lo Biyarti Mena B'Tamei is only because I would have thought Tamei is Mutter, but I never would have thought Tahar is Mutter, because Tahar is only Lemitzvaso. And if Tahar is only Lemitzvaso, if the mitzvah, one of the mitzvahs is to be Sachet, so I never would have thought that that's the Havamina of the Gemara to tell me that that's what's Usher, that I need a drasha to tell me that it's Mutter to be Sach. Of course it's Mutter to be Sach. Even Maaser Sheni B'Tahara is Mutter to be Sach. So what I'm going to think Maaser Sheni B'Tumah is not? If the whole nature of the Isser of Lo Biyarti Mimenu B'Tamei is because it's not only Lemitzvaso, but over here it is. Ligabi Sicha it is. The Maaser Sheni B'Tahara it is. So it can't be that the reason the Gemara thought that it needed to tell you that it's really mutter to be Sach Maaser Sheni. That can't be a function of the Isser of Lo Biyarti Mimenu B'Tamei, because Lo Biyarti Mimenu B'Tamei is all based on what the din is by Maaser Sheni B'Tahara. And if one of the din of Maaser Sheni B'Tahara is to be Sach, so why would I ever think over here it'd be Usser? But Tosos who holds no, there's a brand new Isser. Maaser Sheni Shnitmes, you're not allowed to be Malik, not because of the mitzvah. Not because of what it's Omid L'Achila, Omid L'Shtiyah, Omid L'Sicha, no. There's a new mitzvah, there's a new Isser called Lo Biyarti Mimenu B'Tamei. And that would be restricted, says Tosos, to only Maaser Sheni Shnitmes. Because it has nothing to do with the general mitzvah. It's not to tell you that your Havamina is wrong. It's not, it's a new Isser. There's an Isser, just like there's an Isser to Yichad, there's an Isser to ignite and to waste away any Maaser Sheni Shnitmes. Not because it's only La'achila Sicha V'Shtiyah. So therefore, Tosos says, that was your Havamina. I thought that when it came to this new halacha of Maaser Sheni Shnitmes, that has nothing to do with Maaser Sheni B'Tahara, I would have thought that Sicha is really Usser, because there's a new halacha over here, and on that, the Pasuk tells me that it's Usser. Tosfos could very simply understand this Gemara, and it works out beautifully. Since Tosfos is stuck against the wall, and says Sicha Kishtir and Kol HaTorah Kula is only a Din D'Rabbanan, so therefore this drasha that says Midor Raisa, I needed something to tell me that it was Mutter to be Sach, why would I think that it was Usser to be Sach, that I needed drasha to tell me that it's really Mutter to be Sach from Mace? So what was the Havamina of the Gemara to be said according to Tosfos? The Havamina was because there's a new Isser called Lo Biyarti Mimenu B'Tamei, and Tosfos tells me that new Isser has nothing to do with the mitzvah of Maaser Sheni. It's not that I had a Havamina that I would be Mutter. No, Tosfos says, the Torah says, don't eat Chazer. There's no Havaminas. There's an Isser to be Mevar Tumah, Maaser Sheni B'Tamei, and therefore Tosfos said included in that new Isser was Sicha. The fact that one of the ways to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Maaser Sheni, that it's through Sicha, that doesn't bother Tosfos. Because Tosfos understands to be Mevar, to destroy Maaser Sheni Shnitmes, is a new Isser not connected at all to what the general mitzvah of Maaser Sheni B'Tahara. Masha Enkin Rashi Shita is Lo Biyarti Mimenu B'Tamei is all a function of what I would have thought, what is the din when it's B'Tahara. Is it only Ba'achila, only L'Shtiyah, only L'Sicha, and therefore it has relevance what I would have thought, B'Tumah. So I would have only thought that it's mutter to be madlik. But and I would have, of course, it should be mutter to be sach, because that is in the tiyum in this mitzvah. So therefore, Rashi couldn't learn that the havamina of the Gemara that it should be usher is because of sicha, because that's not a lack of the accomplishment of the mitzvah of ma'aser sheni shnitzes.
Fine.
The problem is, this is a nice explanation. Shmuel Rozovsky explains this, that this is the explanation of Rashi and Tosfos Lishitaso. It's a beautiful explanation. The Rambam doesn't bring this thing down. The whole Gemara he leaves out. And the Achronim ask, why did the Rambam not bring this down? Doesn't the Rambam want to know this halacha, that it's taka mutter for you to anoint yourself with my sesheni shenitmes? Why wasn't the Rambam bothered by this? That's question one. Another point that's really a very interesting machlokas in the Sefer HaMitzvos in source number 12. I'm just going to say it outside now because it's late. But the Rambam and the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos, the last piece in Sefer HaMitzvos in Shorish Ches, so the Rambam tells you that this din of Lo Bi'aretz Men of Itame is a full-fledged lav, the way we were assuming up until now. And the Rambam points out, even though I'm really just speaking, and I'm saying, and the Ramban argues in the Rambam, this is not a lav, this is a confession. This is something that I said I wouldn't do. So you can learn from that, from the way I talk and the way I'm misvada. Ramban says to the Rambam, this is not a full-fledged lav, this is a vidui. This is just saying how I'm supposed to act appropriately. The Rambam writes in his Minyanim, it says, no, even though this is a discussion of what a person's supposed to say, that he did everything appropriately, you can really learn a full-fledged lav from this din. Or one of the Ramban's tainas, after he says to the Rambam, how could you honestly learn a full-fledged isser from this din, from this statement and this vidui, it's not really a lashon of the law. The Torah says, "Loisoichlu." The Torah says a law in a certain lashon. Here it's person being misvadeh. A person proclaiming something. How could you learn an isser from there? But the Ramban asks on the Rambam, I don't understand the Rambam. Even you yourself, if you're going to tell me it's a law, so then you should tell me that there's also malchus when you're madlik, when you ignite the ma'aser sheni shenitmes. And the Rambam leaves that out. The Rambam says you only get malchus when it comes to achila v'shtia. So why is it that the Rambam ignored, says the Ramban, the idea of hadlaka? So I thought possibly one could suggest that along these lines of Rashi, it would fit very well. We'll talk about sicha in a second. He doesn't bring the whole din of sicha. That's what we were talking about.
As far as the lav, you just said malchus is only achilushti.
No, so sicha is not one of that is not one of the lavim. So it could be that the Rambam says legabe the hadlaka, that's not a new iser. That was just because I thought this havamina that it's not omen lemitzvasa. So the Torah is telling me, no, you should know it's still bekdusha. It's sanctified, and you shouldn't now act the hefker, and now you could be madlik like Rashi develops the iser lo bi'aretz men ubitami. So it could be when it comes to the iser of hadlaka, the only reason I thought that hadlaka was mutter was because maybe it's not omen lemitzvasa anymore. And all the Torah is telling me is not a new lav like Tosfos understands, but rather is just don't be madlik, don't think like you thought, don't have your havamina like you thought, because it's not omen lemitzvasa, and really you should be preserved its kedusha, but maybe not necessarily that there's a new lav that you necessarily get malchus on this hadlaka, but like Rashi said that there is just a it was just to tell you that you shouldn't think like that. So therefore maybe once it could suggest that's why the Rambam didn't extend the malchus to lo bi'aretz men ubitamei klapei the hadlaka. But the question stands: why didn't the Rambam bring this? This is a more serious question. Why didn't the Rambam bring this halacha down when it comes to the fact that it's mutter besicha? So just to point out, just based on the machlokas we were saying before between Rashi and Tosos, it's very interesting. If you look at source number 9, no, I'm sorry, source number 11. So the Gemara says, Lo bi'aretz men ubitamei by ma'aser sheni shenitmes, there's an iser for you to burn it. So the Gemara says, Masha en kein b'truma, there's no iser for you to burn truma shenitmes. Gemara says, "Minolon, Amar Avavu, Amar Yochanan, Amar Kro, Lo Biatu, Mimenu Betame, Mimenu Iyata Maver, Aval Tamaver Shemen Shel Truma Shenitma." But you are allowed to be Mavir Shemen Shel Truma Shenitmes. So Tosos there asks in source number 10, "Mehecha Tesi the Titzur Truma Lavar Menu Betama." Why would I think that it's also that? Why would I think that it should be? It should taka be also. Tosfos says, what's the havamina that you would actually think that that truma shenitmes should be usher that you need now to tell you a drasha? So it could be that this is Tosfos l'shitasa. Tosfos says, if my shashina shenitmes is a new usher, it has no relevance to what the mitzvah was up until now. So then, what am I gonna, the Torah was machadish adin by my shashini shenitmes. Why am I now gonna extend it to truma shenitmes? If the Torah is machadish, a new halacha, like we're explaining according to Tosos, and ad kidei kach, we said that Tosos shita would fit like the rash, that it wouldn't apply to my shashini batara. Because there aren't any svara chitzonas outside, the Torah is not referring to what I would have thought. No, the Torah said my shashini shenitmes, don't extend it to anywhere else. Don't extend it to Maisa Sheni Batara, even though it's only when it's false, and you would think, like Rashi says logically, of course Maisa Sheni Batara should be an Isra to burn. No, Tosfos says absolutely not. There's a din by Maisa Sheni Shnitmeis, lo biyar to menu betame, only betame. So Tosfos therefore asked, Lishitaso, why should I extend it to anywhere else? Chumash Shnitmeis, what? But according to Rashi, that's not such a question. Whatever you thought by my shashini shenitmes, it's not only limits but by truma also. The same cheshbon exists by truma just as well as my shashini. So therefore, the question that Tosos Lishitoso has this question of why we're extending it. But according to Rashi, the whole question doesn't start. Because the same reason that I thought maybe you should be allowed to be madlik my shashini and kamashmala, no, so extend that to truma shenitmes as well. So that's just the point. But we still didn't answer the question of the Rambam. The Rambam, when it comes to the original Gemara, minayin shemaisa sheni shenitma shemutu l'socha, how do you know that maisa sheni shenitma, even though there's an iser levayer, according to Tosfos was the havamina, or even though according to Rashi, sicha kishtia, and it's as if you're drinking the maisa sheni shenitmes, those are the two svara chitzonas in the Gemara, either Asu Lavar Men Betuma, maybe that will include Sicha, absorbing in your body. Or no, Minayin Shemutu L'Socho, maybe that is Asu because of Sicha Kishtia. So why doesn't the Rama bring, and the Gemara says, Kamash Malan, Min Lo Nasati Menu L'Meis, L'Meis is Asu but not L'Chai. The Rama doesn't bring this down. Why not? So one can answer simply, the Rambam doesn't hold that Sicha Kishtia is a Din in Torah. Meaning Rashi held that Sicha, if Rambam goes along the lines of Rashi, which would fit very well with what we're presenting. So the whole explanation of the Gemara is that since Bechol HaTorah Kula Sicha is really viewed as Shtia, and over here it's not the case, so therefore the Gemara has to tell you, even though you would think Sicha Kishtia, Kamash Malan, that no, it's only also for a Mace, not for a Chai. But the Rambam, who's a Halacha Sefer, and the Rambam paskins that Sicha Kishtia is not a din minat Torah. So that's why, that would be a simple explanation why the Rambam didn't bring this down la halacha. Because I don't need the pasuk. The pasuk was only going according to a person who holds sicha kishtia as a din minat Torah. But if I don't hold the idea of absorbing as a din minat Torah, so I don't need a pasuk to tell me that it's mutter. I know it misvara. I never, the ball doesn't start rolling. The problem is if you look in source number 14, I'm sorry, source number 15, the Rambam seems to hold that it is a din d'oraisa. Aval shov shachol truma v'yom ha-kihurim, al shachol truma nekura, v'ashos yayin truma shnez gala, v'asach yayin, v'shemen ke'echad, and a person who takes the truma, and is sach, yayin, or shemen. So then the Rambam says, hareze mishalim karen v'chomash. That's a din d'oraisa. You have to pay the principal, and you also have to pay a fifth. So the Rambam seems to hold it is a din d'oraisa. So that option is not going to help. So I'd like to suggest an idea that is a very important idea when it comes to the sugya of Sicha Kishtia, which is a Lomdisha Briskarov, that the Briskarov, he says that when the Rambam brings this down of Sicha Kishtia, it's very interesting. Why did the Rambam bring it down in Sicha Kishtia that you're Mishalim Karen Mechomesh? That you have a penalty? That you have to actually pay the Kohen? I don't understand something. Tell me that when I eat Shuma, Sam Chai Malkas, Sicha Kishtia. I can't eat or drink truma, or I'm chayav misa bidei shamayim. I get the, I was over an iser. So the Briskarov says in a very interesting chap. He says that the Rambam shita, that there's two things when it comes to truma. There's one iser that's nogeya to the gavra, that I have an iser macholos asuros, I can't eat it, I have an iser not to eat it, and then there's kedusha satruma, that I can't be machal the chefza, the kedusha of the chefza. Writes the Briskarov, this concept of Sicha Kishtia, according to the Rambam, is not the way we're explaining until now. when you might think logically, sicha kishtia means that it is as if I am now eating or drinking and being over an isra achila or an isra shtia. Sicha is kishtia. Says the Rambam, no. Klapi the gavra, sicha kishtia is only a din derabbanan. It doesn't exist on a deraisa level. Klapi the maisa achila that is usher by macholos asuros, that's not considered a maisa achila, says the Rambam. However, klapi the chefta, when you're talking about a chefta that has to, a piece of truma here that has to retain kedusha, and you can act in a certain way that now causes that kedusha to be mischalel, so even an action of sicha kishtia will be mechalel minatora mitzad the chefta, whereas the maisa of the gavra will not be considered a maisa achila to violate a din d'oraisa. So therefore, says the Brisker Rav, the Rambam specifically decided to tell you the din min haTorah of sicha kishtia about Karen v'chomesh, which is a function of the chilul hakedusha. Were you mechal of the truma or not? And that you have to pay a penalty for. But when you talk about the person, does he get an onesh? Did he do a maisa avera? Maybe not. Maybe he didn't do a maisa avera min haTorah of achilas iser. That is necessarily like by shtia's truma or achila's truma. No, for that says the Brisker Rav, that there's no chiddush of sicha kishtia. Sicha kishtia, the fact that we view a person being sach, anointing onto his body the truma or any other thing that usher, that is only klapi the chil kedusha by the chefza. Masha'ein came by the Maisa Isser of the Gavra, so then it wasn't as Chadish. So where you have the Tosa Shita, that Tzicha Kishtiyah is the Rabbanon, you have Rashi, that Tzicha Kishtiyah is the Raisa, you have the Rambam, that it depends. Mitzad the Chil Lachefza, Mitzad the Pei Karen V'Chomesh, so then it's a concept in the Torah. But Mitzad the Maisa Isser of the Gavra, so that is not a concept in the Torah. If so, so the Rambam makes a lot of sense. Why didn't the Rambam bring this halacha down? Because the Rambam holds, minayin shemutter lesucho, the person is a gavra mutter to do this, mutter or usher. So the min haTorah. So the Brisker Rav writes, mitzad gavra, there is no concept of sicha kishtia. And even though we said before the Rambam holds that there's a concept of sicha kishtia min haTorah, however that's mitzad chefta. But whereas the Gemara was looking whether mitzad gavra it's mutter lasuch to sach onto his body, so that is not a chiddush of sicha kishtia. The concept of sicha kishtia does not extend itself there. So then it would be mutter, and I don't need a drasha, and that's why the Rambam didn't bring this halacha down. Because he held like Rashi. And sicha kishtia doesn't apply. Because sicha kishtia by the Gemara is not, by a maisa of the Gavra, is not a din d'oraisa. So I don't need a pasuk to tell me that it's mutter. Minayin shemutter lasuch? Why would it be usur? A maisa of the Gavra through sicha kishtia? That's not true. I only hold sicha kishtia as a concept in a Torah when it comes to being mechalo, when it comes to removing the kedusha of the chefta of Shuma. And that's why the Rambam thought the whole concept didn't exist. This happens to be in source number 16, a machlokis, halacha lamaisa, when it comes to isurim, like Chelev the Rambam talks about, and the Bir Halacha brings the Gra here, is it mutter for you to be sach? It's very nogeya, certain soaps that have Chelev in it, according to the Gra, that is an iser. According to the Rambam, he holds it's mutter, because based on the sheet of the Rebbe Natam, And there are other nafkaminas the Brisker Rav writes that based on this chiluk, so that would be halacha lamaisa nafkamina between whether or not sicha kishtia is dirabbanan and therefore might only apply to certain areas, or if you hold it to concept in a Torah, so then it should apply to even chiluk, it should apply all over the chol haTorah kula. Let's just get back to one other part of the pasuk, lo avarti mitzosech v'lo shachachti, so we're running out of time, but it's just very strange. We pointed out at the beginning of this year that it's strange that Rashi brings down in this pasuk, I didn't forget to make brachas. What, you didn't make a bracha? The mitzvah, the din is that when you mafresh trumas and matzos, so you have to actually say a berkas hamitzvah, just like we make a bracha on alachilas matzos, so you have to make a berkas hamitzvah, alafreshes trumas and matzos. So the question is, but that's lechora just an institution, midrabbanan. That's not a shot in the pasuk min haTorah. So many of the Mefarshim and Brachos discuss this. And the Tzlach, as well as Rabbi Akiva Eiger, suggest that it could be that there is a concept in HaTorah to give shvach, even though the bracha over lasiyas and the bracha beforehand is a bracha, actually kneses hagadola, we're metakin the bracha that we make ala fresh tumas maizes, that is a derabanan, and that might be a snachta. However, when it comes to the bracha afterwards, writes Rabbi Kiva Eger, there is a din de oraisa of lo shachachti mil rechacha to be mishabeach the Rebbe Shalom, and to give him shvach, and to give him thanks, hodaya, thank you for allowing me to accomplish all these mitzvahs. And that is what the Torah is referring to on a de oraisa level, because all these dinim are de oraisa. So it's very problematic to just suggest that, yeah, it's an asmachta, but everything else is a din de oraisa. And where the Mishnah is quoted, writes the Tzfach, the Mishnah that lists a lot of the dinim, lo avaitim etzechem lo shachachti, and it lists other dinim, those are all dinim de oraisa. So how could you just say it's referring to just the bracha of Allah for Rishas Trumas and Mises, that Anshe Knesset HaGdolah when attacking, which is just a din de rabbanan, and you're going to tell me that din is an asmachta, but it doesn't fit with the pattern of all the rest of the Mishnah, which is din de... Says, no, there's a mitzvah in a Torah, after the mitzvah, after your mafresh Trumas and Mises, to thank the Rebbe Shalom, and praise the Rebbe Shalom. Thank you for letting me accomplish these mitzvahs. Thank you for the schus, for all I was mekabel, and the ruchnius that I grew through these mitzvahs, and that is the pshat in the pasuk of lo avart mitzvasecha, v'lo shachachti mi levarechacha.
And it's parallel, the only bracha that we do know.
Very few d'oraisas brachas that we do know, and if this is correct, this statement of the tzlach, so then this concept of bracha, not necessarily the lashon of the bracha that we find by other mitzvahs, but there's a concept of bracha min haTorah that the Torah said after you do all the mitzvahs, be mishabeach the Rebbe Shalom for the mitzvah that you accomplished.
What are the other brachas you know?